Happy Sabbath to all of you.
Happy Sabbath.
And what a beautiful day it is today. Once again, we're here underneath the canopy of trees outside our regular classroom in front of God's outdoor gallery. Yes, I call it an outdoor art gallery because everything that you see here has been meticulously created, designed, and displayed by the master artist created himself. It is indeed a work of art. It is an exhibition of the incredible, fantastic, matchless divine imagination of our Lord in heaven, and it was created for us and for his glory. Just look at everything that you see. It's all a work of art. It's all around us, and it's beautiful. God loves and creates beauty. The plants, the trees, the grass, the birds, and other animals, of course, and the material which we were modeled from, which is the dirt. God does not make yellow pencils. If you look closely at every blade of grass, not one pebble. Let me show you. Not one pebble is the same, or one leaf is exactly the same. Not. God doesn't make yellow pencils. Look at everything that you see here has been precisely designed, and it has his own characteristics. Unlike what man creates, he creates and designs in square shapes, but God's things appear to be round. Artists call that organic, but I call it divine. But his greatest masterpiece that he created is you and me. Yes, we are a work of art, and like everything that God creates, we're all different. We look different, we think different, even identical twins, there are differences. God is the master potter. In Isaiah 64, 8, it says, you don't need to turn there, I'll read it to you. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are the work of your hand. There you have it. All of humanity is displayed as God's work of art. We call him Father, and it glorifies him. Absolutely, we are God's workmanship created in Jesus Christ. What's amazing and beyond belief is how we were created. Here is when faith plays a big part in our beliefs. God's word says in the faith chapter in Hebrews 11 that God created the universe, and by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, and so that what is seen was not made out of what is visible. Undoubtedly, it takes faith to believe that we were created by an invisible God who formed us in his own image. Yet, he is spiritual and we're physical. But then again, we exhibit similar characteristics, which is creativity and imagination. In the book of Genesis, in the creation chapter, the invisible God created vegetation, the plants, and the trees, all according to their kind. The birds and the animals, all according to their own kind, their species. But when the master potter created us, he fashioned us after his kind. Think of that. Who are we? What are we? Why were we born? We were fashioned not after the humankind or the animal kind, as evolutionist tells you that we were. We're not animals. But God is telling us that he made us after his kind. Am I allowed to say now that we were fashioned after the God kind? This sounds like blasphemy to most religious teachers, and certainly to the Pharisees when Jesus claimed to be the Son of God. We call God our Father because he created us and wants us to be his children. He is creating a family for himself. He is not a trinity, but a family with Jesus as his firstborn, and we also his sons and daughters. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Almighty in the 2 Corinthians 6:18. For you are all the sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. That's in Galatians 3:26. Brethren, do not underestimate your potential. God has given us many gifts that can glorify him if and when we use them. God has given all of you a creative gift, which is, do you know what it is? Your imagination. Imagination is a powerful gift from God, allowing us to dream, foresee, and create. We can boost or build others through creativity. We are all artists of different mediums. Which medium are you? Which medium is yours? Art is not just an expression of painting, sculpting, or drawing, but it is a conscious use of skill and creative imagination, such as music, writing, cooking, photography, construction, etc. Anything that involves creativity. I looked up at the definition of art in the internet, and here's one meaning that I liked. It says, art is a conscious use of skill and creative imagination, especially in the production of aesthetic or appealing object. You know, there are several definitions of what is, but I'm going to give you my definition of what I think art is. Listen closely. Art is the manifestation of God in you. I'll repeat that. Art is the manifestation of God in you. We have quite a group of musicians here who helped us praise God with their talents, their voices, their instruments. And of course, let's not forget all the other talents that I mentioned. It's all art. I'm going to give you some quotes from Albert Einstein of what is imagination. Number one, the true sign of intelligence is not knowledge, but imagination. Number two, logic will get you from A to Z, but imagination will get you everywhere. Number three, imagination is more important than knowledge. Why is that? Could it be that knowledge is conceived when we use our imagination? You know, the Wright brothers dreamed that they could fly like birds. And look at knowledge, how it has developed. Look where it's gotten us. You know, years back, Mr. Segley asked me to teach our kids in Sabbath school art. Tell you the truth, I didn't know where to start. Most kids are very young to understand complex drawing techniques, I thought, until I sat next to Shaylee Hogan. Is she here today? I don't see her. Anyway, she was little. She's grown up now, but she was little when she was a little girl. Instead of me teaching her, she taught me something that opened the door for me to teach the kids in Sabbath school. I noticed that she was drawing on her sketch pad. So I took a pen and I drew a little squiggle and I asked her to make something out of that doodle. To my biggest surprise, immediately, without any hesitation, she went to work and drew a swan out of that squiggle. No, children have great imagination. And that was the door I needed to start teaching kids before I can introduce them to complex drawing techniques. If you have children here or you got a pen or a piece of paper, try it to see how what they do with a little squiggle. Okay, we have here Adelina Rivera. Is she here today? Raise your hand. Yes, there she's here. And the Clark twins, Karen and Kathleen Clark, are they here? Raise your hands. Oh, yeah, there they are. They just started to learn to paint in my studio, and I believe that the twins have sold some of their artwork. And Adelina has generated some artistic awards in her school. Walt Disney has a division called Imagineers. That is where all their ideas come from. I was so stirred up with that name. Just imagine that they can pay you to use your imagination. I wanted to be one of those so bad. When you work in that department, you become an Imagineer, so they told me. I was blessed to have been able to work there for 2 years, over 2 years. It took a fantastic imagination to produce everything that you see at Disneyland. And it has become like the happiest place in the world. But of course, it doesn't compare by any means with God's creation and his unmatchable imagination. God prepares and inspires us to create beautiful works of art. If we pursue to make art for our own glory over and above the Lord, then we're not glorifying him. We're missing the mark. God calls us to use our imagination for his glory, to dream of his promises, and to build up others through creativity. Brethren, you have a great potential to develop whatever gift has bestowed on you. Do not bury your talents. When the master of the house comes, he will award you with whatever talent he entrusted you with. Commit the Lord, whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. That will be in Proverbs 16:3. Finally, on my last scripture, let's turn to Philippians 4, verse 8. If you brought your Bibles, Philippians 4, verse 8, it says, "Finally, brethren and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think of such things." This verse teaches us to focus our imagination on things that are holy and true. So with that, my friends, have a happy Sabbath and look forward to have lunch with all of you and fellowship.